The perilous journey of a refugee across often dangerous seas and hostile mountains and valleys can be difficult for us to fathom. But two documentary films use first-person video accounts to tell that story. PBS Frontline Managing Editor Andrew Metz will return to his alma mater, Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, this Saturday for a free screening of the movie Exodus, which includes smartphone videos taken by refugees. Exodus and its sequel Exodus, The Journey Continues, were directed by James Blumel, who will also be at Hamilton this weekend.
Many of the refugees are already in possession of smartphones and are already documenting their journeys for various reasons, for prosperity, to show their family what they went through perhaps one day. And when I went out, when I went to places where refugees were congregating, there's various routes that they take throughout Europe, so you can easily sort of find where they are. And I got speaking to them. The fact that they were sort of filming their journeys already made me think it was a very sort of interesting way to tell the story from their point of view, especially when they cross over into areas where a traditional documentary crew couldn't follow, which is when they're directly dealing with smugglers, either on the boats, in the back of the lorries, those sorts of places where you can't have a camera crew following you. There was a possibility that they could film those bits of their journey themselves.
Some of that footage must have been quite harrowing. What stood out in these first-person accounts that was part of your documentaries?
I mean, there's many moments which are harrowing. There's the footage of a young Syrian man on a dinghy as the dinghy in the middle of the ocean starts to take on water and starts to sink, and they have to, you know, physically start to bail out the water, only to realize that that's doing nothing. They've got to abandon ship in the middle of the ocean, and he had the sort of wherewithal somehow to film that. Other cases are, you know, there was another one where I remember getting this footage back from someone who had been stuck in the back of a lorry for 5 days, and it's hard to put yourself in that situation, to sort of put yourself in someone else's shoes and imagine what it could be like to sort of risk your life for this. But when you can really help create empathy if you can have that sort of privileged access which those refugees filming themselves really gives you.
How has the refugee situation changed, if at all, between Exodus, your first documentary, and now the follow-up, the sequel, Exodus, The Journey Continues?
Yeah, it changed a lot. When I first went and started to make this film, so for the first film, the average journey time from, say, reaching Europe to the country of your choice, be that sort of Germany or Scandinavia or Britain, took on average, you know, a couple of weeks, a bit longer to get to Britain because you had to negotiate the English Channel. But say you were going to Germany, by the time you arrive in Greece, you got to Germany, you could get there in 3 days. That's completely changed now. Now the borders are very tightly policed. They're sealed shut. People aren't getting through. And a journey that took 3 days before is taking over a year now. So people are finding themselves in very sort of hostile environments, bad refugee camps, places with no facilities, with no sort of access to education, which is fine if you're going to be there for a week, but it's not fine if you're going to be there for over a year and you've got children with you. And that's what's happening in Europe now.
James Blumel is the director of Exodus and Exodus, The Journey Continues. He will be at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York this Saturday, along with PBS Frontline Managing Editor Andrew Metz, a Hamilton alum. The screening is set for 5 o'clock at the Kerner Johnson Building. The films are also available online at pbs.org/frontline.